KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school basketball action last night in boys play, it was Creston over Clarinda, 67-53. In Hawkeye 10 conference play, also St. Albert beat Shenandoah, 75-47. And Lewis Central, a non-conference 53-40 winner over Thomas Jefferson. Logan Magnolia of the Western Iowa Conference was a loser last night to West Monona, 71-40. Also in the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Coon Rapids Bayard over Glidden-Ralston, 63-52. Another boys' matchup saw Twin Cedars beat Orient Maxburg, 79-48. In girls' hoops last night from the Hawkeye 10, Creston, a non-conference winner over Clark's, 45-43. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Coon Rapids Bayard over Glidden-Ralston, 57-25. Logan Magnolia of the Western Iowa Conference falls to West Monona, 55-13. Also, Guthrie Center beat Woodward Granger, 52-43. In Corner Conference Tournament quarterfinal round play last night on the girls' side, it was East Mills over Sydney, 54-32. Fremont Mills beating Essex, 73-25. Heartland Christian, a winner over Nishnabotna, 53-44. Stanton downing South Page, 60-18. Although Philadelphia is bracing for another snowstorm today, it was raining three-pointers there last night. Unranked Creighton set a team record by draining 21 three-pointers in a 96-68 pounding of number 4 Villanova. Ethan Rogge tied a school record with 9 three-pointers to finish with 27 points. Doug McDermott hit 5 threes and scored 23 points as Creighton hit its first 9 three-pointers to start the game. They improved to 16-3 overall. They're 6-1 in Big East Conference play. The Wildcats trailed by as many as 40 points as they suffered only their second loss of the season. Perry Ellis provided 19 points, and Andrew Wiggins added 17 as 8th-ranked Kansas down Baylor 78-68. The Jayhawks were 27 of 28 from the free-throw line, and they used a 14-2 surge in the second half to pull away for their 5th straight win. Ohio State suffered its 4th straight loss as Siobhan Shields scored 18 points and Teron Petaway added 18 to lead Nebraska to a 68-62 upset of the 17th-ranked Buckeyes. The Cornhuskers ended a 5-game losing streak, picked up their first win in 6 Big Ten games this season, and they knocked off a ranked opponent for the first time in their last 16 tries. Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg says there's no panic on the team despite a 3-game losing skid. The Cyclones are 2-3 in the Big 12. They're 14-3 overall after a loss at Texas.
Looking at a similar situation last year, I mean, we lost at Oklahoma, we lost to Kansas at home, and we lost at Texas. You know, those are three of our losses a year ago. The one thing we did do is we beat Tech, and that's the place we lost at a year ago. So, you know, you got to try to find the positives when you're going through a stretch like we are right now. But at the same time, obviously you got to work on some things that need to be fine-tuned.
Hoiberg says the Cyclones are still confident despite a tough stretch.
And this group, you know, they're not going to panic, and you know we're gonna continue to get better. We've got good leadership on this group, and you know we'll be fine.
Well, the Cyclones are off this week until they'll host Kansas State on Saturday.
You know, we'll get a lot of shots up. We'll really try to fine-tune exactly on the offensive end, you know, exactly what we're doing. When those types of things happen, we'll work a lot of late-game situations. So we've got a lot of things to work on, a lot of things, you know, need to get better, you know, but I'm confident this group will do it.
The Cyclones fell 7 spots to 16th in the latest AP College Men's Basketball poll. Arizona remains on top of the poll this week with Syracuse staying at number 2. Michigan State is at 3, Villanova 4, Wichita State is 5. Then it's Florida, San Diego State, Kansas, Wisconsin, and Iowa jumps into the top 10. The Hawkeyes at number 10 this week. Oklahoma State, Louisville, UMass, Kentucky, and Cincinnati get the next 5. Iowa State heads up the 16 through 20 list with Ohio State, Duke, St. Louis, and Pittsburgh. The final 5 is Michigan, Kansas State, Memphis, Baylor, and Oklahoma. In the NBA last night, Dallas beat Cleveland 102-97. The LA Clippers over Detroit 112-103. Washington beat Philadelphia 107-99. Charlotte topping Toronto 100-95. Brooklyn beat New York 103-80. New Orleans topping Memphis 95-92. Atlanta beat Miami 121-114. It was Chicago in overtime over the LA Lakers 102-100. Houston beat Portland 126-113. And Indiana over Golden State 102-94. In the National Hockey League last night, Boston beat Los Angeles 3-2. The New York Islanders in a shootout over Philadelphia 4-3. Florida beat Pittsburgh 5-1. St. Louis 4-1 over Detroit. Nashville down Dallas 4-1. Toronto over Phoenix 4-2. And San Jose beat Calgary by a 3-2 final. Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson and quarterback Alex Smith were chosen Monday to replace 49ers linebacker Navarro Bowman and Patriots quarterback Tom Brady in the Pro Bowl. The two substitutions mean Kansas City will send 10 players to Hawaii. Bowman tore the ACL and the MCL in his left knee in Sunday's NFC Championship loss to Seattle. Brady bowed out of the All-Star game one day after New England lost to Denver in the AFC Championship. This will be Johnson's third straight Pro Bowl, while Smith will be headed to his first. They'll be joined in Hawaii by Chiefs left tackle Brandon Albert, safety Eric Berry, running back Jamal Charles, cornerback Brandon Flowers, defensive tackle Dontari Poe, punt returner Dexter McCluster, and linebackers Tom Bahali and Justin Houston. Charles is among four player captains who were picked for the January 26th game. Colts quarterback Andrew Luck is headed to the Pro Bowl this weekend. He replaces Seattle's Russell Wilson, who's getting ready to face the Broncos in the Super Bowl. A two-year pro, Luck has been named to the NFL's All-Star Game both seasons. He joins teammates Robert Mathis and Matt Overton in Sunday's game in Honolulu. Patriots coach Bill Belichick says Broncos wide receiver Wes Welker deliberately tried to take out cornerback Aqib Talib when they collided in the AFC Championship game. Talib hurt his knee on the play early in the second quarter and missed the rest of the game. Belichick calls the play one of the worst he's seen and says Welker made no attempt to get open and should be disciplined by the league. In baseball news, Matt Holliday has been an outspoken critic of players who have used performance-enhancing drugs. But he's willing to forgive and forget when it comes to Johnny Peralta, his new St. Louis Cardinals teammate. The Cardinals' new shortstop was suspended last summer along as part of Major League Baseball's investigation into the Biogenesis Clinic. Peralta served a 50-game drug suspension and returned to the Tigers at the end of the regular season before signing a $53 million four-year contract with St. Louis in November. Holliday says Peralta served his suspension and he welcomes him to the team. John Lannon has agreed to a minor league contract with the New York Mets. He's expected to compete for the fifth starter's job at spring training. The 29-year-old lefty was 3-6 with a .533 earned run average in 14 starts for Philadelphia last season. New York also settled its arbitration case with right-hander Dylan Gee, agreeing to a one-year contract worth $3,625,000. Gee was the Mets' most consistent pitcher over the final 4 months of last season, going 10-5 with a .271 ERA in 22 starts. Also, the Brewers have brought back former fan favorite Lyle Overbay, signing him to a minor league contract with a chance to become the team's starting first baseman. The left-handed Overbay hit .240 with 14 homers and 59 RBIs in 142 games for the Yankees last season. He hit a team record 53 doubles for the 2004 Brewers before spending time with Toronto, Pittsburgh, Arizona, and Atlanta. That's Check of Sports this hour. By the way, don't forget, we have high school basketball coming up for you tonight here on KJAN, as Atlantic will visit Kemper Catholic in girls high school basketball from the Hawkeye 10 Conference. 7:30 is tip time. We're on the air at 7:20 tonight. You can listen live at AM 1220, FM 101.1, also on the web at KJAN.com and on your smartphones with the free KJAN app. And don't forget, we'll be providing live streaming video of the basketball game tonight. You can watch that on the TV page at KJAN.com. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.